And almost after every, you know, mountaintop moment, literal and figurative, the next day he would need to just go off and say, okay, I need to rest from that. I need to recharge. I need to regroup. Where the disciples, his followers, you know, were wanting to pick right up on yesterday's success and up to the right. Hey, yeah, man, you know, let's do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the momentum is going. Exactly. Let's keep going, yeah, right?
What about tonight?
Don't stop.
What are we doing now? Okay, here, yeah. Let's keep this thing going. We, yeah. You know, we're getting some traction.
That seems natural to think that way.
Yeah, right? Of course. And they were thinking differently than he was thinking.
That's a taste of Up and to the Right. This week's episode of The Wise Guys, a podcast that unleashes the unthinkable in culture, religion, business, and everyday life. This week, we have a special treat for you where we share one of our season one episodes from our vault. So it's time to step over the line, strap in, and let's see if you are willing to let Mac and Stu take you to a place of thinking differently.
Okay, Mac and Stu here, and you're listening to the Wise Guys podcast, where we go rogue as we apply wisdom to the everyday to help us do it just a little bit better. In this episode, we're going to talk about the illusion of perpetual growth. It's the up and to the right sort of thing, if you think about a graph, that we just, you know, we get in our head that it always needs to work that way in lots of different areas, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But, you know, what is that imbalance? And that's really what it is when we have a perspective like that. What does it do to us? Because it can't always be about more. It's just not always more. Now, this one might be a bit convicting. I know it was when I was kind of putting this together, Stu, but, you know, but hey, gang, we think it's for our own good, for sure. So doing a little bit better doesn't always mean having just a little bit more. So, I don't know, man. Here we go, Stu. What are you thinking there, brother?
Hey, man. Wow. Hey, Mac. Good to see you. So I got to tell the Rogers what it's like being your friend. So tonight I had come completely planning for a different topic, and then you sprung this on me. So we're gonna see what's up there. See how much wisdom I've gained.
How much is up in the field
over the years on this topic. I love it though. Yeah. I mean, it's fun. I mean, this is what I mean. Keeping yourself on your toes, I think, is an important thing yeah. to do, right? Yeah. Keeps life interesting and fun.
This isn't going to be the first time either, right? Huh?
Yeah. So namaste, everybody. Yeah. Hey, you all are beautiful, exotic cocktails, and we love your uniqueness. So please, please share it with people around you in your life.
Yes.
As always, you know, we love hearing from you. So we have... if we have a Facebook account, Instagram, you can email us. Please share any stories you'd like to tell us or comments. We love hearing from you.
Yeah.
And we will talk about your stories and comments on an episode if you leave us some.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love it. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's just for us to do this thing together. It's about the we, not the me, right? We talk
it
about
sure
that all
is.
The time.
It sure is. So explain to me what this illusion of perpetual growth is. I get what perpetual means. So we're talking unending is kind of another way I see it. Like it's just forever growing. Like the line forever goes up. Right. To the right
up
when you think about that. But you put the word illusion in there, so that makes me think
there's
something going on. Yeah. Right, so let's hear it.
There's the rogue take. So so here's kind of where this came from this week. You know, and we've mentioned this before, I think maybe even just in the last episode, but you know, one of our favorite folks that we plug into and have for many, many, many years is Rob Bell. He's one of our favorite guys.
Yeah, I love him. Hey, Rob, in case you're listening. I don't think he is, but that would be awesome if he was.
Probably not. Yeah, okay. So I was listening to a podcast. He's got a podcast, which I highly recommend, by the way, if any of you would be interested, robbell.com. And he calls it the Robcast. Anyway, he was talking about this idea in he wasn't the focus of the podcast, but he had this idea about up and to the right, you know, up and to the right. And you think, and where that comes from, of course, is a graph. If you think about a graph and a line on a graph, you know, up and to the right, you know, is growth, you know, and we have this in our life in many, many different aspects. But what Rob was saying was that, and he was using it And let me just give you a little background of where he was coming from, because I think this is a really poignant, you know, example and a story. He was talking more about a Bible story, and he was talking about Jesus, and he was talking about how Jesus had started his ministry, and he was gathering a crowd, and he was, you know, doing these, you know, miracles, if you will, and he was speaking, and he was healing, and he was doing all this kind of stuff. And almost after every, you know, mountaintop moment, literal and figurative, the next day he would need to just go off and say, okay, I need to rest from that. I need to recharge. I need to regroup. Where the disciples, his followers, you know, were wanting to pick right up on yesterday's success and up to the right. Hey, yeah, man, you know, let's do
it. Yeah, the momentum is going. Exactly. Let's keep going, right?
What about tonight?
Don't stop.
What are we doing now? Okay, here, let's keep this thing going. We're getting some traction.
That seems natural to think that way.
Right? Of course. And they were thinking differently than he was thinking, though, right. See? And so he realized that the reason he could be so effective last night or yesterday at whatever he had just done was because he wasn't doing it day after day after day after day. It wasn't a perpetual up and to the right, that he needed that, you know, that pause, that time that just wasn't in the growth mode. And so that's the background sort of. It just affected me in enough ways to say, well, how can we take that concept, that idea, that to think that just the way life works is constantly, perpetually up and to the right, because it's what we've been taught. It's what we, you know, whether it was right from school or in your business or in your money or even relationships, we're going to talk about that. We just think growth is always good. And the point we're making in this episode is be careful, because that can be an illusion. We can be duped in there. We can be deceived when that is our pursuit, when we think that's the mission.
Yeah.
You know?
I really feel like this is so common in our world and our society that we don't even think about this normally. You know what I mean? Like, we just assume that's the way we need to live our life.
Right. That's the way it works. And that's the way success is measured.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
You know, I had this then, now I have more now. That's success. Again, whatever we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we don't want to try to imply is that growth is bad or negative. No, because everything grows. Growth is good. We're not saying it's bad.
Yes.
At the same time, we have to couch our expectations of that growth with wisdom. Because that's what this podcast is all about, right?
Yeah.
Just gritting whatever we're talking about through a wise lens. So it's the struggle between more and enough. You know? I mean, do we ever use that word? This is enough?
Yeah, I think in college when out drinking, you always want more, but it's like, look, that's enough.
Yeah. And maybe it's just because you passed out, okay?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
But we don't tend to use that word enough, pun intended, right?
Right.
We just, we don't say that to ourselves often enough, that no, I'm good. I'm good for now. It doesn't mean necessarily for the rest of your life or for the rest of whatever, for the long haul. That's not the point. But we need these times where we say, for now, whatever that now means, it might be a microsecond. It might be a little meditative 10 minutes. It might be a day that you need to step back. It might be a vacation time. It might be a season of life.
You know, I know we're going to get into some some examples and some specifics, but it seems like it depends on what it is, on what you do afterwards, right? Like, let me give an example. Okay, I'm a wrestling coach. Everybody knows this. And the pinnacle event is the state tournament, right? So if my wrestlers and my team, we win state, that is up and to the right tremendously, right?
Sure.
So what do we do after that, right? Is it, do we continue to practice and push and, you know, we got to get ready for next season? Do we, you know, take a break?
Yeah.
And what that break for us looks like, no practice, you know, eat what you want to eat at this moment and don't worry about all the things that you had to do to get to that point to peak to so you can win the state tournament. So my point is that that's something that's a success up and to the right. So what you do after that depends on what the actual activity was or what the event was. You could talk about speaking. I had like a big speaking engagement, right? And it's over. Now what?
Right. Do I? Right. Well, yeah. No, I think you're exactly right that it does have need to have context as well. Because again, growth isn't bad. It's just if it's the ultimate, always the pursuit, then that's an unrealistic and unsustainable expectation. And then there's all kinds of ramifications there as to how we deal with dealing with the falling short, all those kinds of things that come into and you know, we see this all over our life. I mean, in all different aspects of it. And again, underlying, I think, this message of the perpetual illusion of up and to the right is this word called contentment. That we have to say, you know, when we adopt an attitude of always up and to the right, are we ever content then? Can we ever say, that's good, I'm good? You know, that's enough for now. That's enough. It's fine. And I don't care whether we're, you know, let's use a business example. You know, we're both businessmen. We've got our own businesses and have had them for years. And it doesn't matter whether you have your own business or you work for a company. I mean, what is business about? It's about growth. It's always about growth.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you have this overlying idea and attitude that next quarter's numbers have got to be bigger than this quarter's numbers, ish, you know, fill in the blank, however your business operates, how sustainable is that over the long haul? You know, it just, we set ourselves up for these expectations that are just totally unrealistic and we're not okay. And when we understand, there's a term in investing that it's called the pause that refreshes. And so like a stock or a company or even in your life, sure, you can have growth, and growth is good, an upward trajectory and up to the right. But eventually, what's going to get you further in the long run is we need to pull back a little bit. We need a little bit of exhale, and maybe it's flat, or maybe it's actually coming back down. Doesn't matter. The point being is that we're not on the constant up and to the right. We need that time that pauses and refreshes, and sometimes less is more.
Yeah. Yeah. When I think about my business and this happening, the ups and downs, there's a lot of good things that happened on the downsides.
Right.
The pause you're talking about.
Yeah.
And we got to do some things that helped the company that we didn't have time to do before because we were running full out sprint.
Up and to the right.
Right. Up and to the right.
That's right. That's exactly.
So yes. It almost seems like there's some wisdom in planning for these so that you can take advantage of it instead of being caught off guard and like, okay, now what are we going to do? We don't have the right kind of sales coming in or whatever it is.
Correct.
You know, we don't, we have time. What do we do? Like instead of being stuck in that and being caught off guard, okay, but we've planned for this.
Right. Yeah.
Right
now, no, that's a beautiful man. That's a great point. And in our life, how resilient are we to the things that we don't necessarily even plan for, but we know are coming at some point, you know? And so again, how much do you build in the ability to accept the not up and to the right? Because again, it's not going to always happen. It just can't. Right. So how much have we conditioned ourselves to be resilient, to be flexible, to handle, to take advantage, like you were talking, Stu, to take advantage of those times.
Right. And that's then not beautiful. See it as a negative, right?
Correct.
Look at it in a different, have a different perspective on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great point. You know, and again, it could be your business. It could be your job. If you're in sales or whatever it might be, it can be, here's something that came up when comes to the business. So I put a little equation down here. On that's, you know, economics 101, it's business 101. What does sales equal? They equal how many units of whatever it is you're selling, you sold at whatever price it is you sold them. Right? That's your sales. Right.
Right.
It's a pretty simple equation, right? Yep. So here's the scoop on that. the two components, that the two variables, how many do I sell mm-hmm. and how much am I selling it for? Mm-hmm. What happens when either one of those or both change? And sometimes they change and they're not, it's totally out of your control. Let me give you an example. You know, I started doing some work at Home Depot, you know, and you know my story there with that. And so lumber, if anybody's been plugged into the cost of building materials over the course of the last year, especially since the pandemic, I mean, they've gone into the stratosphere. It's insane, right? And so especially with a company like Home Depot or anybody that's tied to the building industry or lumber companies, whatever it might be, they saw their sales just go crazy because the prices just went nuts, right? So they didn't have to sell anything more, no more units. They didn't have to sell any more lumber or pieces of 2x4 or whatever it might be. They could just keep doing the same old thing there, but they made more money up and to the right, right? Now what's happened? Well, there's these, I mean, we see these numbers and they come across and all that kind of stuff, and people talk about the sales numbers and all that kind of deal. Well, guess what? This quarter or this month or whatever, they're going to be lower. Mm-hmm. Because what happened? The price of lumber went down. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, and so now how do you adjust? How do you take into account? How do you manage through all of that and not have the constant, well, this number's lower than it was before? Mm-hmm. You know? It's just, we just get into this mindset that somehow or other now there's something wrong and something needs to be fixed. And so now you go into the labor and you see if, do we need to cut back? Do we need to do this? Do we need to pile more stuff on other people and make the labor? I mean,
how do we keep that line going up to the right is the goal.
That's the point.
In that thinking, that's the goal.
That's the point. Right? And so many businesses are geared mm-hmm. that way, you know? And so,
well, you can bring this into each person's life too, personal,
sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you start talking about your bank account. I mean, everybody wants their bank account mm-hmm. to go up to the right.
Right. Exactly.
Right. I mean, that's the goal. Mm-hmm. And so, but if that's constant, I mean, I know some pretty successful people that is their goal. And you know what, Mac, the more up and to the right they go, the more they work, the less time they have for other things, mm-hmm. family or for themselves.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, you know, if I can keep working, I can make more money. This is the thinking, right? Because I'm sure. going up and to the right mm-hmm. instead of maybe thinking, you know, maybe I'll have more of a balanced life. Maybe let me be content with a certain level that I'm at.
Correct. There's a word, contentment. You just used it. That's exactly right. It's not always about more, because what follows on the heels of all of that, of course, is my stuff then. If I'm making more money, why am I making more money? So that I can have more stuff. Now, again, you hear this, and this is, we're not telling you anything new here right now, gang. We mm-hmm. get that. But what we're trying to tie it together in is the expectation that that's the way it's supposed to work. And when it doesn't work that way, now what? You know, now are we depressed? Now are we going to try that much harder? Do we abuse and use others in our life to a greater degree and ourselves? You were just talking about, you know, your health and all that kind of stuff goes. It's all bundled together. You can't separate it out. When you have this expectation of, then the cause and effect is just going to fall into place. And like you were talking, Stu, which I thought was a great point, you can't handle when it doesn't work that way. You, mm-hmm. you know, you have a plan for any of it. You haven't built in any of it. And now you're in crisis mode.
Right. You know? Not a fun place to be.
No. You crash and you burn. And where does it all end? You know, where does this obligation that you create for yourself more than anything? Now, again, lifestyle and companies, where you work can certainly contribute to all of this. But where does the obligation that you've set sort of for yourself to do more, where does that end? How does that finally, okay, well, enough's enough. I'm good now. I mean, typically, it's really hard to get off that merry-go-round, you know?
Yeah, and again, our world, our society doesn't think in this way.
Correct.
Because look at the people that just have so much, and you're thinking, why are you continuing to work so hard? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's, and, but they, you know, and hey, more power to them. That's what they want to do. We're just looking, you know, what Mac and I are talking about is we want people to have, to really enjoy life and to do life maybe a little bit better, mm-hmm. you know, right. than where you're currently at, whatever level you're at.
Right.
Right. So that's what we're talking about here. I mean, success is a good thing. Growth is a good thing.
Yes.
We're not saying that these things are not good. I mean, obviously you want businesses to grow. You mm-hmm. want your bank account to grow. And hey, if you can, you know, afford a few possessions here and there, that is fine.
Sure.
But yeah. where's that pause that you mentioned?
Yes.
To refresh your spirit, to refresh your soul so you can truly enjoy life and enjoy these things.
Like what you hear so far? Join us in the Rogue Nation by going to our website, www.gorogue.life, where you will find links to our social media and podcast channels, posts on the Seeing Differently blog, and a way to subscribe to all our happenings. We encourage you to become a member of our cafe, where you can interact with us and fellow roguers and keep the conversation going. Please share us and like us. And now, let's get back to our wise guys.
All of this.
Well, and then you bring in the really important word, as always, you know, that we talk about a lot. And whether it's the stuff, and we talk about the tangibles, we've just been talking about mostly tangibles, whether it's business or bank account or possessions and, you know, those kinds of things, which all are part of this equation. But then whole nother aspect of all this are the things that are sort of the intangibles, or the more gray, the more floaty, the more mysterious, the more, you know, the stuff that you just can't necessarily put a finger on. And then those are important too. And when we don't, here's the thing, we were talking about this before we started, you know, recording. We don't even realize, we were talking about the social media. Oh, which by the way, I didn't say in the beginning, but I'm going to go ahead and pull a plug in right now while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, okay? Let's do it.
That we talked about it last episode, and we've put together the agenda. So get ready next week, Rogers.
Yeah, we're going to talk about social media. I don't know what Mac will end up calling it, but I'm calling it the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media. It's going to be a fun conversation.
Yeah, so get ready.
Definitely
for that.
Tune in for that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm putting in a little infomercial in for that here right now. Okay. But so anyway, back, you know, sorry, chase the squirrel there, right?
We're back.
Yeah, I'm back. All right. So it's, again, it's this idea that we kid ourselves, that we don't even realize subliminally and subconsciously how this attitude affects everything. You know, you can put a tangible finger on my bank account number is this, and it was that, or it's going to be that. There's a number, but it's a lot more subtle, and I think in many cases way more damaging. In the long run, is when we let all this kind of take possession of us and we get lulled into it all, and we can't even call it for what it is anymore. We can't even recognize it. We can't even, we're on the merry-go-round, and we don't even know it's a merry-go-round anymore. We just don't even, it's just not even on our radar of how we've been just sort of sucked in and deceived into a new normality that is so damaging in so many ways, and it's so fragile. That's the other thing. Right. Think about how fragile. One little bump in the night, one little thing goes amiss. The trajectory doesn't quite go up and to the right. It doesn't even have to crash, just it doesn't quite fit. How do you deal with that? It mm-hmm. And not just you, but then it's everybody that's in your sphere. You know?
Yeah, we all affect one another. So this is affecting people around you, especially your family and close friends, but
yeah.
others around you too. It's
sure.
You know, it's affecting as well.
Well, if you're in mm-hmm. any place of authority or, you know, management, if you have people working under you and for you, and you know, you're affecting again, your countenance, I mean, you've probably been, if that's your role, I'm sure we're not doing a business class here, right? You get all that. You're not clueless to the idea that however you are doing, how you're doing is going to affect how you manage other people. But the point is, that's a truism. You can acknowledge it. But we're going to back up a little bit here and we're going to say, but just realize the subtle stuff that you may not have ever put a finger on. You may never ever have said to yourself, gosh, this up and to the right sort of mentality. Yeah, the company that I work at, that's kind of the way we think. You know, my life, that's kind of the way we think. Look how, I mean, as I'm a little mm-hmm. more objective about my own life as I run it through that grid, I'm guessing, because it's happened for me for sure, that you're going to start to go, wait a minute here. You know, it's not that my life's a total tragedy, but it's just, yeah, maybe to some extent I have been deceiving myself mm-hmm. into pursuing something that I thought was the thing to pursue.
Right.
And yet, what are the ramifications of it really?
So let me ask you, Mac.
You know?
Is there good growth?
Well, no.
I mean, we said right up front, growth, I mean, it's not negative, I think is what you said, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So is there good growth? And what is that, if there is?
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's a great question, because obviously you have to answer, of course there's good growth, you know? At the same time, let's make sure, and as we're going to talk about a few of these things, let's talk about how we can perceive growth as good, and maybe, though, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the real nuance here. There's the gray area. There's the little roguish, you know, where you can, on the surface, go, well, of course that kind of growth is good.
Mm-hmm.
Next, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
When you go, whoa, wait a minute here now. Okay. Yes, that can be good, but it can also not be good. If depending on the circumstance, and you were talking about that, you know, early on in this episode. So let me answer your question, Stu. Yes, there can be good growth, comma, but be careful. So let's look at a wade into that a little bit. So let's just, some of the things that we might think are good growth, right?
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
So knowledge. I mean, don't we all want to kind of grow in knowledge?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, knowledge is good.
We go to school or advanced schooling or.
Absolutely. Right? Get good jobs. We learn more stuff.
Certifications at your job or.
All of it. You know, so we're going to say is growing in knowledge good?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, where's the comma? Where's the comma in that? Right.
Well, if you have 5 PhDs.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm very impressed if you do. Secondly, it's like, okay, are you going to feel content at all ever?
Well, there you go. That's a great way to connect the dots. I think that a constant pursuit of knowledge mm-hmm. does that in some ways mm-hmm. undermine your ability to be content.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a second. Just ponder the possibility. That's what we're asking here in this. That's what we're stimulating you to. Great point. And knowledge, here's another thing about knowledge. More knowledge for knowledge's sake isn't necessarily good.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to take the next step and say, what do you do with that knowledge?
It could be a distraction,
right?
I mean, if you almost did, like my example, right? 5 PhDs. Are you able to enjoy those or use those in any way? Or are you just going to the next one? I mean, I guess is the point.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And this, you know, what does that look like? I mean, so to your point, there's good growth. That's good, mm-hmm. right? To gain that.
Sure. But just don't get deceived into thinking that just
they
this
have to
constant,
continue,
you know,
right.
Yes. You know, it, mm-hmm. first of all, it doesn't allow you don't allow yourself the time to process properly, maybe,
mm-hmm.
right? To integrate the new knowledge with wisdom into your life.
Keyword.
You know, I mean, you're just this constant flow up and to the right, up and to the right, up and to the right, without a pause to refresh, as we've used the term, or without just a leveling off, without an exhale. You know, again, where does that leave us? Where does that leave you? It sort of leaves us in an adventure and missing the point, which we talk about a lot.
Right.
You know? And kind of what goes along with knowledge, as we've described it here, can be understanding as well, that we grow in understanding of the way life works, of the way things work. That's a good growth, to grow in our understanding of things so that we can properly grid, life or worldview, all that kind of thing. So, again, you ask the question, is growth good? Yes.
Yes.
Is growth and understanding good?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. It certainly is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Comma. All right.
Don't be consumed, maybe.
There.
Maybe that's another way to look at it.
Okay. Yes. And I think, too, of course, you get so tunnel visioned, over this whole idea that you lose the sense of reality,
mm-hmm.
I think is really what you're saying there, right? It can even go back to the knowledge thing that, if you got five PhDs, you've sort of maybe, we're not bashing anybody that's got five PhDs, but I'm saying—
Like I said, I'm very impressed.
but when you get so consumed in with any, whatever it might be, we're just using this as an example, then I have to think, and I think this would bear out if you really did a study on it, that you lose perspective. You lose the proper way to have perspective on life as it runs through and as you live it on every single day. And again, when you lose perspective, the people around you then are affected by that, because how you look at them and what they're doing and how they affect your life and you affect their life, it gets twisted. It gets morphed. And again, all we're doing is trying to say, look, grow in understanding. Yes. Right. Because that will help you grow in wisdom. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to that. But but again, there's the, just don't forget the comma.
Right.
Don't forget the but.
You know, I'm being reminded of a great scene in Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. It's one of the newer ones.
Uh-huh.
And he ends up with his son, who's older now, on a motorcycle in the library. He's a professor, right? So they're calling, sort of like, Professor Jones. Like, they start asking him questions. And he says, listen, you guys got to get out of the library and get into the field to learn anything.
right?
And it always grabbed my attention. It's like, because you think about like higher level schooling like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get in the field. You got to experience it and live it and see it and smell it and touch it and whatever it is.
Yes.
I mean, that was archaeology, but whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, you can't live life from the ivory tower. if you do, then just understand that you get disjointed and disconnected from the realities of life.
Mm-hmm.
You just do. And more than anything, it's people. It becomes back to the relationships. We're certainly going to talk about that. That a lot, almost all of this flows directly into our ability to relate better to the person in the mirror, as well as others, from the center all the way on out in your sphere. So good growth. Can we have good growth in knowledge? Yes. Can we have good growth in understanding? Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about abilities? With the coach, I got the coach sitting across the table from me here.
Absolutely.
And certainly he wants his wrestlers to grow in their ability, without a doubt, but all of us, we want to pursue things that grow our abilities, that we're more successful, that we win. Those kinds of things. There's a sense of satisfaction in all of that. Of course there is, perfecting my golf shot or whatever it might be. Of course. So growth in your ability, again, we'll say is good.
Yeah.
I don't know that, right?
Yeah.
Again.
The comma is you can overtrain if you're going to go to athletics when you're talking about abilities.
Right.
And then you end up unintentionally, you have an unintended consequence of having that line make a turn down. Mm-hmm. Is what ends up. You think training all that time helps you to keep it going up, but it doesn't. Brings it down.
Right.
The other way.
Right. And that's an uncontrollable.
So then you get forced into that pause you're talking about instead of intentionally being there.
There's the key. And you were talking about that earlier, mm-hmm. man, that, you know, there's a very, very distinct difference between a controlled descent mm-hmm. and a free fall.
Right.
You know, and
yeah, ask any pilot.
True. You know, so abilities. And here's another part about that. What if you get so enamored with increasing your abilities that lots of other stuff starts to suffer?
Right.
The other people in your life's relationship. Because in order to get better at an ability, what does it take?
Time. Yeah.
You have
time and hard
to
work.
Spend yeah. the time.
Yeah.
And again, there's nothing wrong with that. We're not mm-hmm. saying there is. But we're saying that you can get sideways with that and you can lose perspective on that as you're pursuing getting better. Mm-hmm. What are you neglecting now over here? You know, and again, fill in anything you want. It doesn't have to be a sports thing. It can be a hobby. It can be anything. It doesn't matter. I mean, is hiking good? Mm-hmm. I love to hike. We love to hike. We do. I did it today, you know?
Right.
Of course it is. But do I spend all my time on the trail? Of course not. But can I get sideways with that? And can I be on the trail too much? Yeah. And mm-hmm. now I can't make that decision for you, Stu, or anybody that's listening. You can only make it for yourself what's too much and or not. But there's a point. I mean, there is a point out there that's it's too much, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that is for you.
Right.
So knowledge, understanding, abilities, those are good. Those are things to grow in. We love it.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Is another one. You'd mentioned it earlier.
Right.
We talk about wisdom
all the time.
All the time. But there's definitely good growth in wisdom. This one probably, in my opinion, could use a little more attention than maybe even some of the others. Mm-hmm. I think people think of, you know, increasing their knowledge and understanding and their abilities. But when it comes to wisdom, this is why we're doing this podcast,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. This is why we're here.
Encourage everybody to,
yeah.
you know, to keep the growth occurring there.
Right.
But at some point, I didn't mean the but on everybody, but that's the comma, right?
Right, exactly.
At some point, you want to put it into practice.
Yes.
And that's just, you're just going to have some experiences to be able to put it into practice, whatever that is.
Correct.
Whether it's, you know, with a relationship or, you know, a job you're in or, I mean, any, you might be hiking, you know, right. and have to make some decisions that call for wisdom. Who knows? So,
you
got to put it in practice.
Again, that's that coming down from the ivory tower thing that you can choose to pursue wisdom growth, but we've always said right from the very beginning as we launched the Wise Guys mm-hmm. that there's no way in our opinion that overall wisdom, you know, sustainable, good, solid, trustworthy wisdom can be cultivated, which is the same thing as growing it,
right,
can be cultivated separate and apart from the wheels, like you're talking about, Stu, that you got to get in the game. You got to get bruised. You got to get battered. You're going to have to just put up with it all because it's all part of the deal. And you don't really come out of it without that experience. It's just got to be part of it. And you can get a little bit, again, you can get a little Pollyanna with this whole kind of thing, thinking that you're gaining wisdom by more knowledge or more understanding or increasing your ability. And again, you can. We're not saying you can't, but take Stu's butt in the whole thing, but just make sure that you don't have the rose-colored glasses on about how you're pursuing it. What's the final outcome? Mm-hmm. Is it really translating into making a difference in the world? I mean, to me, this is just my personal, you know, take on it and all that. I don't care. I don't care if I have greater wisdom if it can't benefit you mm-hmm. and if it can't benefit others. Mm-hmm. I mean, so what? I don't know. What, do I get a medal? Do I get a t-shirt? I don't know what there is to make. Right. You know, yeah. It's, come on. This yeah. has got, it's, we talk about it all the time. It's the flow through. It's right. always yeah. about the flow through, you know?
Yeah. So that's relationships you're talking about now. And that's important. I mean, obviously right. this is, we're not here alone, and that's on purpose.
Right.
So, and so we're here to be in relationship with one another. We yeah. believe, and I think most yes. people out there believe that.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's, you know, growth. You can look at growth in the form of a relationship.
Sure.
Oh, right. Yeah. And it could be, there's two ways to look at it. It could be how many relationships I have, and it could be a relationship, call it a, let's say spouse, partner, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. right?
Sure. Yeah.
What's the growth in my relationship with my spouse?
Right.
Or my exactly. partner?
Sure.
Right. And can we yeah. get to a point where we're satisfied? I'm going to use a different word than content. We've been using mm-hmm. that word a lot, but can we just enjoy life right now mm-hmm. and be in this moment?
Right.
Be satisfied with our relationship.
Right.
Is that possible?
Well, hello, you know, and again, all the way up and down the spectrum. And here's the really nuanced thing now that we just made a sort of a shift when you start to talk about relationships. Now, I've got to factor in your growth mm-hmm. and I need to factor in where you're coming from and how. Is if you're my partner or my spouse and whatever relationship we have, whatever it might be, I'm pursuing these things of growth and I'm going through, you know, whatever to help get better and do life better. But we're never always in sync with another person. And so, you know, now you have to take into account the other person's expectations and their growth. And I mean, that's the beauty of this whole thing that to me, there's where wisdom comes in, you know,
right.
being able to discern those kinds of things. And here's a great graphic, I think, way to look at it. Look at the up and to the right, not as a straight line, not as this hard and fast upward straight line that just moves from point A to point B that we're trying to pursue. Look at it more as an arc, you know,
mm-hmm.
that this pursuit can be more, look more like an arc. It's softer. It's more forgiving. It may even have some little leveling off points at some point. It's still up and to the right. It's still growth, but it doesn't come with the harshness. It doesn't come with the, you know, the inflexibility that sometimes when we get into this up and right mode that we adopt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think just picture that in your mind a little bit. Picture a graph, straight line up and to the right versus same point you start from, and it arcs, you know, up and to the right a little bit more. You know,
well, I can tell you I'd rather hike the arc than the straight line up, straight up.
That's for sure.
I don't mind a challenge, but that's give me sure. the arc.
So, you know, again, we've talked about the word contentment, but just it's not complacency. It's just contentment, you know. So, you know, we had a couple ideas as we kind of wrap everything up here in just some wisdom that we thought maybe we would share. You know, with you, Rogers, because we don't have a lock on wisdom by any means, right? You know, sometimes we get a little bit up and to the right, maybe, and we shouldn't, of course, just like any of us. But here's a quote from the Dalai Lama that I thought it was really cool. And we haven't talked a whole lot about religion, you know, per se as a component of all of this, but I thought it was really kind of poignant as I read this. So here's what he said. All religions try to benefit people with the same basic message of the need for love and compassion. For justice and honesty. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I'm not done yet, though. Yes, yes, yes. We all are nodding, I'm sure, in the right direction. And here's how he ends it, though. For contentment.
Hmm. Yeah.
Those are noble pursuits. Love, compassion, justice, honesty. Of course they are. But let's not leave out the contentment. Because the minute you try to pursue those other things without an ability to be content, you're probably going to screw it up. In some ways, you know, it's just not going to work well. You
know? It's not going to feel good as good
right.
to me.
Yeah. And I don't think it sends the same message as well to the other person, because if you have this angst in you and you have this, you know, we're trying to move up, we're trying to, you know, all mm-hmm. this kind of stuff, or I'm so focused on this love and compassion that I can't just be, you know, I can't be okay if you're not getting mm-hmm. it like I get it, or you don't understand or whatever it might be. I'm not as soft with you mm-hmm. if I'm not content where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Right. And then we got a quote from Doug Larson. I thought you kind of liked that one, right? You were talking about?
Yeah, this is a great quote. Let me read this one. So from Doug Larson, the world is full of people looking for spectacular happiness while they snub contentment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, when I read this, Mac, I was thinking, because that phrase, spectacular happiness, struck me. I was like, I want that. Mm-hmm. Right? So I pursue that, and I'm sure a lot of people out there do. So then I was thinking, as I looked at this quote, which I just saw tonight, because remember, you sprung this on me.
Right.
when you reach spectacular happiness, do you allow yourself to feel it and to just enjoy it?
Right.
That's kind of, to me, that's when he says, while they snub contentment, that would be the contentment. I'm allowing myself to feel it.
Yeah.
To enjoy it.
Yeah.
The spectacular happiness, right?
Right. Right.
Because what's the point of having it if you're not gonna if you're not gonna feel it and enjoy it?
Right. Or, and even if you're still on that journey, if you haven't achieved the spectacular happiness yet, you know, can you be content in the journey along the way as well? You know? So yeah, all the above. I mean, it's just, again, don't leave out the contentment. Right?
I love that one.
That's so cool, right? So those are a couple of little, and then we're gonna have our Mystic Mac Nugget as we end this episode. Is another quote. It's not a Macism this week, right? I kind of deviated from that. But this is a quote from a very successful individual that certainly was up and to the right, Bill Gates, right?
Oh, yeah.
And here's what he said. Success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? Up and to the right. That it's always going to be up and to the right.
Right. You know? That's a good one.
So
that's a good
wake up call. So enjoyed this, man. Thank you. Golly, some great nuggets, I think, came out of this discussion tonight. Even though I sprung it on you,
yeah,
even though you kind of had to just sort of.
It's a good challenge. You know, these are the kinds of conversations that we encourage you all to be in.
Sure. Yeah.
And try not to be afraid of them. Right? Right. I mean, we do this a lot, and we have over the years.
Sure.
And so it's always fun to know, kind of to have the experience for the first time is fun, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you get a fresh perspective, and it's some good back and forth. And I love it. You know, we just do this all, like you said, we do this all the time. So thanks for listening, gang. We certainly appreciate it. We hope you got some good stuff out of it. And, you know, we appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week, right?
Yep. Take care, everybody.
Okay, all you roguers, it's Mac here. And you may now unbuckle your four-point harness. If you enjoyed this episode of The Wise Guys, we encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. Please share it with your friends and drop Stu and I a note. Subscribing is the fuel that makes it possible to deliver fresh, eclectic wisdom every week. Let us know how you are going rogue, and we'll share some of our favorite off-the-reservation stories on an upcoming episode. And don't forget, spread the wisdom by liking us on all social media platforms and keep asking the whys. We love having you part of the conversation.
Wow, you made it and can now unbuckle. Thanks for listening to Up and to the Right, where the guys talked about the illusion of perpetual growth. They considered what that imbalance does to us because it can't always be about more. Remember to visit the website at www.gorogue.life for lots of follow-up information. See the show notes for any links to episode content, and join us in the ongoing cafe conversation where we post some thought-provoking ideas and challenges for your roguish conversations. Oh, and of course, tell everyone you know about us and like, follow, and engage. Be sure to tune in next week when Mac unleashes another unthinkable conversation. That is, if you dare.